Michigan house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to talk since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the pin out. The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
It's Kobe Bryant. Oh, and the steal picked off by Durant.
And Kobe Bryant forgot that he was 6'10".
Playoffs.
Blake, a three. No, recovered by Cephalosha. 1 second to play. 1 second to play.
Playoffs.
Intercepted. Picked off by Durant. Difference of 10 seconds. The game clock and shot clock.
Kobe Bryant never should have gave that ball up to Pau Gasol, even though he was wide open.
This is for the lead. Kevin Durant, the NBA's leading scorer. With a feathery three-point jump.
Playoffs.
Everybody very happy. Cause the sun is shining all the time. Like another perfect day. I love LA.
All right. This is the 718 Podcast. I am your host, William H. Draft. And unfortunately, it is a sad day for the entire city and county and universe of Los Angeles, as your beloved Lakers have gone down to the team that shall not be named. I'm William A. Straff. The sound that you hear in the background is Mr. Get It On Jones playing video games, and I'm joined each and every week by my co-host, Midtown Mo. Mo!
Merry Christmas!
Christmas in May.
Christmas comes 7 months early. 6 months early. Lakers are out of here.
I'm very, very, very... This is the second straight year that the Lakers went out like straight bitches. They've gone out in the second round the last 2 years. And they want to combine one game, and I'd love to know what the average margin, what the margin of victory for the opposing team was, but it's not good. So the first question I pose to you is this the end of the Los Angeles Lakers as we know it?
No. The Lakers, by the fact of who they are, will always be contenders. It's the end of the Laker team as presently constructed.
Isn't that what I just said? Jesus
Christ. I thought you said as we know it.
Yes.
as in the regime of the Lakers is over.
No, like, okay, this group, these guys, Kobe, Powell, Bynum.
Yeah, it has to be over. It has to be over. Listen to 4 hours of Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith arguing about this morning. It has to be over. There's some differing opinions on who should go, whether it be Powell or Bynum. Personally, I think both of them should go. I think Powell, you gotta trade him because he's, as Stephen A. Smith would say, soft as pudding. And then Bynum does not give one iota of a damn to play basketball, as noted by his response to the question post game. Will they pick up the option on you? And he said, "I'll play anywhere. I don't care."
He's
always missing some tattoos.
It's funny you bring up Bynum because a few weeks ago. We had a thread, myself, Cousin D, who we'll hear from later, my main man, Mr. Get On Jones, a.k.a. Do you care about your government name?
Vlad Jones?
There we go. Vlad Jones. And Vlad was all about The Lakers only go as far as Andrew Bynum can take them. They'll only go as far Bynum can take them. Kobe better cut the crap. He's Fat Elvis, yada, yada, yada. And I remember seeing this after that game against Houston. I said to myself, that thought is as a 9, as a 10, as a 11, as a 12. That dude, after that Houston game, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's on YouTube. Rockets Lakers highlights. I think it's April 1st or 2nd. Where he gets two technical fouls in a span of a minute, and they're literally the dumbest technical fouls I've ever seen. And I've said, if you have to depend on this guy to win a title, you're a toast. So, Mr. Jones, please cop some pleas.
No pleas to cop. Andrew Bynum, after game one of the Denver series, decided to stick his thumb directly up his ass and just chill out for the rest of the playoffs. I don't know what he was doing. But
something's legitimately wrong with him.
Yeah, I mean, Mo, I actually told Sean and Cousin D this before. I think that
who's Sean?
True. Mr. Strachan. I believe that Andrew Bynum is on some type of HGH steroid. Between his, like, recent, he has, like, these random-ass outbursts, both verbally and physically, between that and just, like, all of a sudden he's healthy this year. So, like, between the two things, like, I've always...
That's something I haven't heard.
Yeah, I think he's on something.
He's juicing.
That's a good point.
I think he's on something, like, because we didn't see all of this, you know, verbal, like, basically verbal insanity, like, you mentioned his post-game conference. He's like, yeah, I'll play anywhere. I don't really care. Like, this is my worst game ever tonight. Like, I guess he's got the 2-for-11 or whatever the fuck it was he posted in game 4, I think it, you know?
I think everyone, and I also listened to Mike and Mike this morning, everyone's focused on the direct from high school to the pros. And, you know, going from living in, you know, a house and playing video games in the living room to playing with Kobe on the Lakers. But, you know, they refuted that, obviously, with all of the Kobe's and Garnett's and et cetera. But I think that's a great point. This is the first time we've really seen a healthy Bynum dog here, especially without a training camp and a condensed schedule.
Yeah, and it seems where everybody's getting hurt. He's the one that seems to be healthy.
And he has mood swings, and his hair is green.
Oh, you noticed that too.
But it's odd for a 24-year-old man to have all those green hairs.
It wouldn't surprise me if they tested him and he got caught on something. It wouldn't shock me at all.
That's a
great point. But as far as like me thinking Bynum's the guy, I mean, I told Cousin D this, like, in a way I'm right, because if the guy didn't show up, he didn't, they obviously couldn't do anything without him. But
you didn't know he was going to show up.
That therein lies a problem. I thought, you know, I would get at least half of what I thought that he was going to come bring with. He's supposed to be the second best big man in basketball, unless you ask it's Ronnie G. But
follow him at it's Ronnie G. RONNY and yell at him.
But,
well, like he, you know, they're talking about potentially trading him to Dwight straight up, even though Dwight is just as much of a knucklehead.
That trade is a wrap.
If anybody trades with Dwight now, they're crazy. Got back issues.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time. It's that time of the podcast, Strathy.
I think it is. Although before we get into it, I will ask one question. Did we see Kobe Bean Bryant's last chance at an NBA title?
No, not if they.
I can't call it right now because I don't know how he's going to age in the offseason. It's all on him.
Well, he's not going to get any younger. He can only go to Germany for so many times.
I find it ironic that all of the talking heads are saying that the Lakers need athletic wings and a point guard. And I'm like, didn't they have Shannon Brown?
Shannon Brown. What does Shannon Brown do besides dunking?
Well, he was athletic. He handled the rock. I mean, that's the type of player all these talking heads are talking about.
Can Shannon Brown create his own shot?
He's still a young player.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I mean...
I mean, who could they possibly... You know, everyone's like, trade Powell. I don't even know who the hell they trade Powell for. Powell's owed $40 million over the next 2 years.
They could have had Rondo, apparently.
Well, they missed that though.
Well, actually, they did trade Powell, and they got a point guard, but that Hornets GM David Stern decided to ixnay that. That's another story for another day.
I can't even think of who they were trading for necessarily. I mean, they were rumored to be talking to Minnesota. You know, Kevin, even though they probably couldn't get Kevin Love.
Actually, this Beasley thing, I forget who brought it up. I think it was, who, did you tell me this? If they go after, they should go after Beasley, because it's low risk, high reward.
Oh, yeah, they were rumored to go after Beasley, who's getting even bigger
numbers. I don't know if they, I don't know if they made a deal trade for him, but it's low risk, high reward. And could straighten him out, Kobe will straighten him out, but then again.
I don't know, it's high risk, low reward. Have you seen Michael Beasley play?
Michael, he could put the ball in the bucket. And he's a wing player. He's a wing. He's
when
a wing
not
player.
Smoking,
huh?
Well, he's not smoking.
Not everyone smoke. What do you mean smoking?
He's a knucklehead.
Wait. What's the worst thing Michael Beasley ever done?
Checking the rehab.
That's not a bad thing. A lot of people need to check the rehab.
At least he got his ass in there.
At least he got in there. Saying is, it's low risk. You're probably not paying him that much. If it doesn't work, you cut him. It's the Sean Williams corollary. Like, hey, look.
I would love to see Kevin Love.
All right, Kevin Love isn't going anywhere.
That ain't happening.
Anyway, all right, it's that time in the show.
Doesn't Minnesota have like 14 point guards?
Not anymore. Johnny Flynn's in Houston or someplace. I think he's in Houston. They have Rubio who's hurt, and their backups are their backups. But listen, it's that time of the show, and this time is going to be a very busy time of the show. And you know what that time is? You're in the podcast.
What?
You're in the podcast. The haters call. So we have a plethora of people to call today.
Can we start with a quote unquote real Lakers fan, someone born and bred in the city of Angels?
We sure can. Alright, we're gonna try and give Hollywood a call and see what happens.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So we have our main man Hollywood on the line. Now, if you may remember, the last time we had him on the show was after his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers got T-bowled in the NFL playoffs. I'm sad that...
Welcome back to the haters call.
I'm sad that this is your return.
That hurt me right now.
Well, we don't have to ask for your origin of fandom as you were born in the City of Angels.
Yeah, right next to the forum. Right next door.
So, since we have 18,000 Lakers fans that were not born in the City of Angels to call, I'm going to try to keep this relatively short.
Sure.
Want to hear your thoughts, specifically about Kobe Powell, Bynum, and where the Lakers go from here.
I don't know where they go, man. That's the problem. You know, we in deep trouble. Because Kobe is old, what, 30 million?
Kobe's like 42 years old.
Around him. I mean, you know, you buy him, you can't build around him. He's got issues. Gasol is soft. I mean, Mike Brown, It's going to be a long time before the Lakers are contenders.
Would you fire Mike Brown?
Mike Brown sucks. Mike Brown is horrible. I couldn't believe what he did. It's like, I mean, Kobe's having one of his best playoff games, and he sits him down. The most of like for the first 3-4 minutes going into the fourth quarter. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think this dude. He looks like a dude off of an old blaxploitation film. Can't stand Mike Brown.
Well, you knew what you were getting in Mike Brown from his Cleveland days. That's what I don't understand.
But you know what I'm saying, you always hope for the best that things will turn around, I mean, but God. Yeah, that was hard to watch. Three of those games we should have won.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
You won something else, past you now, turn over to Shawson. Our good friend Vlad Jones has, because all of the talking heads on ESPN have been talking about maybe Bynum going from high school to straight to the NBA as an effect of his maturity. But Vlad Jones brought up an interesting point in the fact that this was the first year, I believe, or first season that Bynum was healthy all season long and it could get to get through the camp. And has become the most different. So it's quite possible that he may be on two streets.
Hey, I don't know about that, man. I just think he's a petulant, immature rat. I don't know what type of drugs he's taking or not taking. I mean, yes, this is his first healthy year. I mean, he could have one healthy year out of the entire season, but he's just a brat, man. I mean, it's something with all these, like, young guys coming out of AAU ball. They're all whiny. I don't like it. I don't know what that's about, but he's not the type of guy you want to build your team around. So, yeah. I hope he is on HGH. I wish more people would do that. I don't mind. If it works. They need to give Ron Artest some of that stuff to calm him down.
No, he don't need it for HGH.
He needs something. So.
Hollywood question. If you had to choose between keeping Bynum and keeping Powell, what would you keep?
That's a tough one. That's actually a tough one because, you know, Powell, he showed something last night. I mean, he's still engaged, you know, in the game. Bynum completely gave up. So that's not a good look. I think I would probably lean towards Paul Gasol because I think I could get more for Bynum in the open market. I think if we trade Bynum, we can get a better piece. I don't think too many people want Gasol, so we might be able to get a nice center or a nice guard. We need either or. So, yeah, I'll let Bynum go. So, but I really want to get rid of both. I want to get rid of, if it's a 13-man roster, I want to get rid of 12 of the players. So, that's possible.
Do you miss Shannon Brown?
No. Who's that? He's talking about Chris Brown or Shannon Brown?
He looks like Chris Brown, too.
Jordan Farmar?
No, you know, I miss the machine. I do miss the machine. Sasha Bluey.
Oh, that is my boy. Vinny Pace.
Yeah, man. Nah, I don't miss any of those guys. I don't miss Lamar Odom. I don't even miss Derek Fisher now. I mean, once you take off the jersey, that's it. I roll with the Lakers, man.
Speaking of which, you actually have a great, I remember writing an email to the chapter on your great affinity for Derek Fisher. How did it feel to see him giving the pre-game speech to the
Can I curse?
You can curse, you just can't say.
Fuck Derek Fisher. Fuck him. I don't care about Derek Fisher anymore. He'll piss me off, you know what I mean? He might actually get a ring messing around. I used to love Derek Fisher. That was my favorite Laker of all time, but. It doesn't take long, man. I mean, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm not a D-Fish fan, so.
You do know
he's not a Laker anymore. He's not a Laker anymore, so.
You do know you traded him, right?
What's up?
You do know you told him to leave, right?
Who told him to leave?
The Lakers. They traded him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate that, but we traded him to what? To Houston?
Yeah.
And he weaseled his way out of that, just like he weaseled his way out of Utah.
He didn't weasel his way out of that. They cut him.
On his way, I'm playing with Oklahoma City.
They look, Houston cut him.
I mean, I respect the game. I mean, he's a real bright dude. I mean, you know, he's a leader, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that was tough to watch last night. Seeing him become the leader and the voice of Oklahoma City. I mean, we needed that on the other side. He should have just stayed with Houston. So, I don't know. Don't get me started on that.
All right. Well,
I'm not happy right now. I'm not happy. It's not, you know, y'all caught me. I don't have a whole lot of good things to say.
It's all right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Like Mo said, we have like 9 million other people to call today. So, I'll send you off with this. Is this the end of the LA Lakers as we know them currently?
I'd say about 5 to 7 years. I mean, the great thing about the Lakers is that, you know, they're like the New York Yankees of basketball. So they will be back. They'll always be competitive, but it's going to take a couple of years for them to be cool. So, it's in a quick fix. It's not going to change, and they're not going to be contenders in a year or two. So.
All right, Hollywood. So thanks for being a good sport to be on the show, and we'll talk to you after our Ravens Steelers.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Y'all take it easy.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Yep.
Peace. All right, who we got next up on the docket?
Say that again.
Who we got next up on the docket?
Actually, we're gonna go to our female Laker fans. Young IM underscore sunshine underscore E, otherwise known as Ebony. From Dallas, Texas. I have no idea why she's a Lakers fan, but cousin B, who people get to see, that's her.
Alright,
you're Cowboys corner. tested her Laker knowledge, and she was very knowledgeable about the history of Lakers, so I'm going to give her a call.
Alright, let's give her a call right now. So, while Mo gives her a call, Mo is literally dialing the number during the podcast. I got a little call. While Mo calls her, I'll tell you that this haters call is brought to you by EA Sports NCAA Football 13. NCAA Football 13, because we fixed all the dumb shit from last year. So, by the way, yo, what's the score of that game?
It was 29-33.
Alright, give me 1 second. Yeah.
It's like 8 minutes left in the second.
Okay. Do we have someone on the line?
Not yet. 1 second.
Oh.
Pause.
Is this the number? 2160.
So the female, what's her name, didn't answer?
Yes, we'll give her another shot, after, we select someone else.
Alright, you wanna keep it?
We'll go to our favorite haters call, one of our favorite haters call contestants, Dale Ravenhesker.
I think this is her third haters call.
It's gotta be.
It might be a record.
I've heard it twice.
If we ever have a Haters Call Hall of Fame, she might be the first inductee.
Yeah, I've heard it twice.
Alright, well, while Mo calls her, I'll remind you guys that the Haters Call is brought to you by MARTA, moving African Americans rapidly through Atlanta. MARTA. So hopefully, Bree answers. If anyone cares, Miami's up 3 on Indy, but the game already ended, so I'm literally just killing time. In the meantime, shout out to all you people. You know what, Wamo's,
we're just not getting much cooperation from the female Lakers.
They know what's up. That's what it is.
We're gonna have to do the unthinkable and give Cousin D a couple extra minutes.
Wait a minute. I got someone we can call.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna get my former coworker and frat brother, Scott Summers, aka Ness, who's a Laker fan from Syracuse, New York. Explain that one to me. So he might be at work. So we'll give him a ring and see what happens. Hey, Ness.
Yo?
Ness.
Yo, Sean.
You're on the podcast.
Yo.
You're on the podcast.
I can't hear you.
You are on the podcast. Were you in a rainforest?
Nah, I just got off the train. It was good.
All right, so I don't know if you ever listened to these podcasts, but we have a section called the Haters Call.
Oh yeah, I listen to all these, man. I know what it is. Oh man, that caught me by surprise, but it's cool.
So, we're gonna give you, a minute to, cry about your Lakers, then we're gonna grow the hell out of you. So, is there anything you like, any
Well, you know, I'm not the typical LA fan that's been a bullshit. I mean, you know, it's all over the news. Anytime the Lakers lose, it's a big deal. You know, so, but I'm gonna just say, you know, it's gonna be changes made, and you know, Mitch is definitely feeling the pressure now, you know, cause, I mean, he had CP3, but, you know, David Stern, you know, he felt some type of way about that, and, you know, it looked like it was cool when we got Sessions, but, you know, I guess playing all them bum teams and playing in the D-League, he never experienced the playoff game and kind of just froze up at the last second, so, I mean, I don't really got too much land to besides, you know, Sessions and a whack-ass bench, but, you know, Kobe's still doing his thing. You know, Bynum, he's a little crazy, but, I don't know, man, I deal with the devil I know.
Is this the end of the Lakers as you know it, as we know them?
You heard the interview, right?
Well, you know, Bynum said he don't care where he plays.
Not gonna fade into the darkness, man. There's no way. No way. It's never the end of the Lakers, man. It hasn't been the end of the Lakers since the dawn of the Lakers, man. We had Mike in, you know.
Hold on. I'm not saying the Lakers are done forever. I'm saying these Lakers, the Kobe, Powell, Bynum, Mike Brown Lakers, are these, is that it for them?
Yeah, it is it for this group, you know, it's it for this specific group of, the big three. You know, it's over for that. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day, and Chris Mullin said something that was real smart. He was like, you know, you never see all three of them have a big game as opposed to, like, you see that in Oklahoma City or, like, San Antonio or something like that. You never see all three play good on the same night. Makes a lot of sense, I guess, for this season. Isolated, but yeah, man, they gotta trade Powell. They don't got the money to get anybody else if they keep all of them anyway. So they gotta trade Powell, and they're gonna get somebody for him. Probably gonna. Well, I seen what I see. Josh Smith, Smith, and possibly Jeff Teague in a deal for Gasol, and maybe like you know Scola and Kyle Lowry. That's like really what I heard, but that's just old stuff from like. Can't remember last time I heard about the trade. So it was like a trade deadline. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We got to trade, but they got to trade him. They got to give him up.
So if you had to choose between Bynum and Powell, you get rid of Powell.
Honestly, I think Bynum has a chance to end up, like, really hurt and injured one day. You know, so, I mean, but Powell, then again, you know, Powell's not going to bring it in the playoffs. And, you know, he's sensitive. You know, first it was a girl. Then the fat boys broke up. I don't know what the hell his problem is this year, but, you know. So I guess for now, I'm keeping by him just because, you know, barring he stays healthy, but, you know, we can always come back and bite us in the ass and just be out again another season.
All right. You're saying is if you had to trade one, you would get rid of Powell. All right. Yeah. I got an idea for you. I got a trade for you. Tell me if you take this trade. You there?
All right.
Yeah. Tell me if you take this trade. Powell, Gasol for Amari Stoudemire, straight up.
Hell no. You must be out of your damn mind. Hell no. Man, you gotta do a lot to get anybody to take Amari Stoudemire on that damn 100. First of all, we're trying to free up some money so that we can get somebody else and add a little bench and a little youth to the team. Like, God no. Hell no, Amari Stoudemire. No, I don't want Amari Stoudemire. You can give me the whole team. I don't want Amari Stoudemire.
How about Melo for Powell, straight up?
Nah, I'm good on Melo, man. Melo gotta be number one, and him and Kobe, that would never work.
I know, I'm just hoping against hope.
you're the one who get rid of Melo. I feel your pain, brother.
Would you fire Mike Brown?
Nah, never that. You know what, they gotta get him an offensive coordinator. I've been saying this all year. I will bring back in Brian Shaw as an assistant and guarantee him they're on a triangle, but you know, Brian, you wanna be the head coach, so. But, you can't get rid of Mike Brown because the Lakers, they really wasn't playing defense the year before this season. A lot of people forgot that the Lakers defense was kinda iffy. And then now, you know, I guess a little worse off because, you know, they got rid of Odom in that length, but Mike Brown's not a bad coach. If you look like during the playoffs, he actually has some pretty solid game plans, and we could have beat Oklahoma City like two out of those four games that we did lose.
Yeah, we actually closed out
the game correctly. You know, we had some turnovers from Kobe and some other shit that went on, but hey.
Man. All right, well, thanks for being a good sport, and we'll see you. We'll, I guess you'll be back next year.
Oh, yeah, back every year, man. Back like Vanessa Bryant on a Valentine's Day.
All right, man, talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, peace.
Yep. All right, we're going to try and give one of these ladies another shot. Hopefully they man up, which is oxymoron.
Sure, we won't be able to get Cousin D off the damn podcast.
No, we will get Cousin D on this podcast come hella hot water. So, while Mo tries another one of these ladies, I don't know which one he is, I just want you to know that this next phone call has been brought to you by Men at Work, the new series on TBS. Starting this Thursday at 10, 9 central, right before Conan. And if that angered you, trust me, it angered me too. Because if I see that damn commercial one more time, I'm going to throw something at the TV. Especially if it's only going to last like 5 episodes, tops.
That's going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible. Would you, if I hear, would you be my rebound ass one more time? I'm going to have a fit. Come on, Mo. Where's this broad? Which broad is this? Live. Oh, well, I'll drink a beer in the meantime.
Beer.
By the way, if anyone cares, that beep.
I know exactly why you're calling me.
This is a very special call.
I'm sure it is.
You have officially set the record of haters
calls. Haters calls? Yep.
Oh, Bree Vanessa. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I guess. I wish I wasn't on this list.
Yeah, you are to be inducted.
This is clearly not my fourth year.
You're about to be inducted to the Haters Be Winning Hall of Fame.
Listen.
Alright. Listen, I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna leave
you alone, cause I won't even go there. And Morris, all you have right now is the heat, so you hold on to that. For your life.
Jinkies are the last place.
Exactly.
My team is terrible.
I've never caught on why you are a Lakers fan.
Why I'm a Lakers fan?
Yes.
California. Part of my family was in California. And I was always a Magic Johnson fan. And?
What number did Magic Johnson wear?
Are we going to have this whole debate about
no,
you can't
no,
be there?
No, wait.
Here's the good part, right? Remember how you guys are always talking about if you haven't been to the place that they play, you haven't been to the city, then you're not allowed to be a fan? Well, I've been there plenty of times.
What?
Been to Staples Center plenty of times, been to L.A. plenty of times. I'm there at least once a year, every year, so... can cross me off that.
What number did Magic Johnson wear?
I'm just saying.
No, hey, answer that question.
I know how you guys like to use that.
We'll cut to the chase.
Bree, hold on.
Brie. How or pardon?
Hold on, wait a minute. Oh. Bree.
Can I say neither?
Brie.
No, I don't want Howard.
Bree. Am I on mute? What the hell? Bree. Bree, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What number did Magic Johnson wear?
Are you kidding right now?
I'm asking.
Are you kidding right now?
You haven't answered the question.
Check me on your podcast.
You haven't answered the question. Come on. That's the sound of your credibility going straight to hell. What number do you wear? Surely you must know this, right? I think she hung up. Oh, there she is.
Can't hear. Yeah, I don't know where you are.
You have to know something. What is Magic Johnson?
No, seriously. What number did he wear?
It sounds like Bree's having technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Not having technical difficulties, that's you.
What number did Magic Johnson wear?
32.
Alright, alright, now that you Wikipedia'd that, let's get into the interview. Bynum or
Kyle? Hey, do you want me to send you a picture of my Magic Johnson jersey to make you feel better?
No, there's no need for that. If you had to keep one, who would you keep?
I don't want Howard.
No, I said if you had to get rid of between Bynum and Powell, if you had to get rid of one, who would you get rid of?
Oh, God.
Do you want to get rid of either one?
Gasol. If I had to get rid of one, I'd get rid of Gasol.
Do you want to get rid of either one of them?
I don't know. I mean, who am I getting in return for them? Because if we get rid of them, then who do we have as options? You gotta give me options here, like one or the other. Not like, okay, we get rid of them, now what?
The Magic says we'll give you Dwight Howard for Powell straight up. You take it?
No. You couldn't pay me to have Dwight Howard on my team.
Mo, you're a witness.
I don't want him on my team.
Mo, you're a witness.
You can be my witness.
No, I'm saying, I want Mo to ask you questions.
Okay.
But he has apparently fell down the toilet. It's the worst podcast.
I had originally asked if you wanted Powell or Gasol, Powell or Bynum, but it seems like you don't want either.
I mean...
I'll ask you a different question. Will Kobe get his sixth ring?
The way it seems right now, if we still have the same team we have now, probably not. If we don't do anything, then no.
Would you keep Mike Brown?
We have to do something. We have to think about, like, setting up for life after Kobe.
How dare you?
What are we going to do from now till then? I mean, if you get him a sixth ring, with who? Not with Mike Brown as a coach, he can go.
Oh, that was my next question.
I didn't want him anyway.
Oh, poor Mike Brown.
Did anybody want him? No.
His second best player is a punk. His third best player is an immature bastard. His best player is a ball hog. Get rid of him. His fourth best player elbows people in the neck. Bipolar.
I don't even know who's I test Mike Brown as a fan term. That's still a fan. But you gotta give him the benefit of the doubt and give him a full training camp in season 25. I think he'll inevitably.
I would have rather have Shaw be our coach than Mike Brown.
Well, you had who?
Brian Shaw.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, he's accomplished so much.
But I'm saying, if you ask me who would I rather have, one or the other, that's who I would have chosen.
Where did they dig up Mike Brown from?
Cleveland.
Was he doing Cleveland commentary? Sideline reporting?
No, he was actually working for ESPN for a year.
Really?
He was at ESPN last year.
And ESPN will give anybody a job, you think?
Well, I mean, he only won.
You're telling me that there was nobody else that they could have got to coach the Lakers? It's not like that they're coaching, like, you know, the Cavaliers. I'm talking about the Lakers. Like, there's nobody else they could have had to come and coach the Lakers but Mike Brown.
Who?
Really?
So, wait a minute.
That's what I said.
So why don't you like Mike Brown?
But hey, what do I know? Because, you know, I don't know sports, right?
Why don't you like Mike Brown?
I'm just a girl.
You are a girl, but I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Why don't you like Mike Brown?
Did you watch the same season I watched?
I played much better defensively this year than last year.
Okay, but that's, did you watch the whole thing? He had no control over the team whatsoever. It was a joke.
Well, you know,
when
you're,
you have Kobe making up plays, you know it's a joke. Nobody takes you seriously.
Well, you know, when you're, I guess.
If you have no control over your team, how are you ever going to win?
That's interesting.
With a coach like that.
Because when your young 7 foot center decides, I'm gonna add a 3-pointer to my arsenal and starts taking threes, you know, but you wanna keep him. what are you gonna do? I mean, what do I care? My team stinks.
Listen.
You wanna trade coaches? You want Mike Woodson? You can have him.
You know, that's like the same, they're like the same person. That's pretty much the equivalent of having the same person.
You know something? We need to have you on more. That's a very astute observation. I agree.
You agree with something that I've said? This day has to go in history books.
I've agreed with you in the past.
Maybe it's more that disagrees with me.
You should bring in Ray Lewis to coach the Lakers.
Actually, I would support that decision.
I think Ray Lewis can get Tao and bind up the plate ball. Or, otherwise, he'd bring it to him.
Oh, come. Alright. Thank you, Bree, for being a good sport. Is there anything else you'd like
to say? Aren't I always, though, guys?
We appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? Any last words?
All I have left is football right now. I don't really have anything else to say. My team's been on the Super Bowl. That's
the last thing.
Okay. I'm done.
All right. Well, we'll call you after Randy Moss has one catch for 9 yards in the AFC, in the NFC Championship game.
All right. Jump in.
Congrats on re-signing Alex Smith. Big signing there.
All right. We'll see. Remember you said this, because remember last year all the predictions that I made and you didn't listen to me? And
we'll talk about the Niners another time. They do have another soft schedule this season.
Oh, excuses. I don't want to hear it.
I like this girl. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
All right. We have time for one more phone call.
Oh, man. I hate to call this guy.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to enjoy every minute of this.
Somehow, he's going to talk about the Cowboys. It's inevitable.
All right.
Do you want to call him, or do you want me to call him?
You call him, because I told him answer the phone. So he's probably expecting me. The surprise is better when he sees you call. So give him a ring. Alright, I assume by the sounds that Mo's calling him. So, in the meantime, I'd like to tell you that this next Haters Call has been brought to you by Woodchuck Hard Cider. Why Woodchuck? Because me and Vlad Jones are drinking it right now and it tastes damn good. Alright.
No answer? Try to call the house.
Yeah, call his house phone. It would be great if his wife answers. She's been on the show before. She has been on the show. Oh, she was on the Movie Star podcast.
That
was one of the great podcasts of all time where Mo yelled and I yelled at each other for a half hour.
Heat up by seven.
Okay, any second now. This is radio, so we have to talk.
No answer.
Aw, man.
Maybe you can give him a call later.
Any Clippers fans?
Alright, well, no, the Clippers have not, listen, the Clippers have not done anything to deserve a Haters Call. I mean, well, actually, blowing that 24-point lead, but do I feel like finding a Clippers fan? No.
No. I think we're good.
Yeah. So, alright, so I'll just spend 3 minutes talking about how, actually, no, I'm going to spend 30 seconds talking about how, the Tottenham Hotspur blew about a couple million euro because they will not be in the Champions League next year. Because bitch made ass Bayern Munich could not beat Chelsea at home in the Champions League final, up 1-0 in the 88th minute. All they had to do was hold on for 4 freaking minutes.
Did you have any doubt that Drogba was going to score that penalty?
Once Drogba got up there, I knew he was burying it. When Schweinsteiger out missed that penalty, I said, oh god, this is, no.
Drogba versus the Rick Steiner goalie?
Yes, Drogba versus the Rick Steiner goalie. Mo's now a astute soccer fan, not really.
I think that goalie's body just fell showing in there.
How long are we gonna try him again for? Or I'm just gonna wrap this up.
Okay.
Alright. Cousin D, you have not escaped. We're gonna find you. Hide your kid, hide your wife. Yeah. So thanks for listening to this week's show. I'm William A. Straff. For Midtown Mo and Vlad Jones McFly, we will talk to you next week. Peace.
Yep.